Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your host, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Man, that was a
we're
nice
back,
break.
Rick. We are back. Second hour of the Gone Fishing Show. Phone number 904-296-2692. And I believe we were in discussion. What were we talking about? Flounder pounder?
Yeah, we were ending up on the flounder pounder.
Okay, so we read off the results.
So now it's time to sheep's head fish.
Yep.
I'm sick of flounder this year. I didn't get to eat any. I'm so disgusted.
I had flounder,
with 2018
I had flounder earlier this week, red lobster.
Yeah. About the only way you're going to get a flounder, especially cooked.
I love Red Lobster. I swear I do, man. I just, because I think it's the drinks they've got.
Right.
Yeah.
They juice them up for you.
Yeah. Yeah, they got that real, real cute drink. It's like two or three different colors, and they put a little cherry on top
foo-foo
of it.
Foo-foo drink?
Yeah, foo-foo drink. Yeah, so.
Nice.
But as far as sheep's head goes, it's going to start turning on November. And
what I'm hearing, it's already turning on.
Yeah, but I mean, wait until November. Let it drop another 3-4 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this will be a banner year for sheep's head and the El Cheapo tournament coming up in just about 4 months. The first weekend of March or something. I'm so glad that they moved it a week because it always interfered with the Monster Truck Show.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah. It was on the, you know, man, you get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, go fish for sheep's head, do all that, and then it's, Papa, let's go to the Monster Truck Show. Like, man, I'm wore out. I'm too old for two things in one day.
You and Rick both.
Yeah. Well, hey, after I fished the flounder pounder last Saturday, I got home and my grandson Gavin was there. Papa, let's go fishing. So, you know where Papa went.
Mm-hmm.
Went and put the boat back in. I saved my mud minnows that I had left and took him out for a couple hours so he could fish, so he could get a red.
We didn't have to save our mud minnows. None of the fish wanted them.
Right? Yeah.
I mean.
Well, we first thing in the morning, we slid over into a little restricted area over near Clapboard and made one cast and probably had 49 finger mullet. Definitely didn't have 51, but plenty of bait for the day and had a couple dozen mud minnows to go with it. So took the kiddo out and let him catch some redfish.
Yeah, redfish. Now they seem to be having a good year. They're been pretty easy to catch, no matter what the weather is, wind, no wind, cold.
Bulls are still coming up.
Bulls are still coming up in the river. So it's just been a good year for red fishing.
Yeah. Red fishing's been great.
Valley's turned on.
I've caught a few redfish here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been
Captain Don's fishing. Been on them all week.
Terry caught two or three yesterday or day before yesterday.
It's been a tough week, though. I mean, I'm not going to kid you.
Tough week for a flounder.
I mean, Monday and Tuesday was not bad, but Wednesday and Thursday was really tough with the wind blowing so hard. And, I mean, it's hard to figure line, and it's just
tough. I'm figuring by the end of next week we should be looking at anywhere from 68 to 70-degree water.
It was 74 yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that front moving in. Should be in the 50s most of the week, I think, next week.
This coming up week?
Yeah. That'll help.
Yeah, they'll start to school up, and hopefully the water will clear up then. Yeah. That's, you know, normally what happens.
What's the name of the other object that's like a power pole?
Talon.
There you go. What's the reports on that one? I haven't seen many reports. Been looking for them.
Sonny has one on his boat. He loves it. You hear mixed reviews. I mean, same thing about power pole. You hear mixed reviews. I know a lot of guys that like them, and I know some guys that can't stand them. So,
just, what's been the problem that you heard with them?
Them going down but not coming up.
Okay. That's one of the things I've heard. But
One going down halfway.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Tim Stoddard's got dual power poles. He's got the micros.
Does he have power pole or?
Yeah.
Tim has the power pole, but you're talking about the talons.
Talons is what I'm asking.
The talon issue with them, they'll deploy. And then the most common issue I hear is they'll deploy and then they won't retract. You know, and so if you're.
That makes it tough to get out of
it. You almost have to get out of the water and manually. There's something you can do manually, but I know. One of my friends who does that stuff, He worked on one here recently, and it deployed all the way. And the guy was out in the ocean or somewhere and could not get it to retract. They got off the boat and did everything they possibly could to get it to retract and could not. And so they had to literally unbolt it from the boat, put it up on the boat, and then bring it back to the ramp. And then he had to bring a flatbed trailer over there because it was – when it was fully deployed and with the casing and everything, it's like 24 feet long.
Yeah.
Out in the middle of the ocean swimming.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah.
Good thing you didn't get ate by a shark.
Yeah. But, you know, the power poles, too. I mean, y'all know I have dual blades, and I have some issues with mine sometimes about, you know, one will go down. They're supposed to sink. And, you know, one will go down at different times, and one will come up at different times and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, what causes it?
Was it common?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes mine gets stuck in the mud. I know there's different sensitivities that you can play with as far as you can set the type of bottom that you're fishing on your power pole, and then there's different sensitivity levels. You can have it where it'll go down really hard, you know, and drive into ground, or it'll just barely stick. And so, I mean, I've played with mine over and over again, and some days they work great, and other times you'll have one of them gets stuck in the, you know, stuck in the mud and everything, you know, so. Just the way it is.
Now, what were you talking about, Jeff? Tim was having a problem with this power pole.
Yeah, he's got power poles. He's got the micros. Those are the ones that people use on kayaks and
right.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the kayak he has now is a pontoon type.
Right.
So okay. He's got one on each side, and he was having issues with one not operating properly, I think. I don't remember exactly what he was talking about, but
is that the one you were telling me that
he was getting a little aggravated about it?
It wouldn't go all the way down.
What's the battery sizes required for that? What Tim used?
I think they're 20. They're your regular 27, I think, or 29 size battery.
Okay.
You know, but I tell you mine. I was surprised. You know, and I'm still surprised that sometimes. Like yesterday, even you know, I thought when I got them that when you put them down that your boat was supposed to stay intact. First of all, let me stop there. I would not have two of them, first of all. But even sometimes, my boat will still turn,
mm-hmm.
as you know, still shift because of the current or the wind.
Right.
And I get it. You know, I guess when they're in the water, they spin.
Okay, when we get back from break, I'm gonna continue talking about this. I've got some interesting questions to ask. I don't have a power pole, and I am thinking about adding one to the...
I mean, they're great. I mean,
the boat I'm getting in here, but I don't know which one I want to add, really.
Yeah.
So, all right, Joe, what's
904-296-2692, 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, located in Jacksonville, Florida, on sunny 102.3 FM. GoneFishingShow.com is the site. Y'all check it out. We'll see y'all in a bit. Hold on.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600, a big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call, 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Now, here's, all right. Okay, we're going to continue talking about this powerful, but here's something I want you to pass around. Everybody look at real quick. That's two trolling motors in the front. Now, that's something I've never seen before.
Dual trolling motors?
Dual trolling motors. And so
how do they coincide with each other?
I don't know, Joe. I've never seen it, never used it. 99% of the time, I don't use my trolling motors. In the wintertime, I don't. But in the summertime, I do.
Mm-hmm. Why are you saying it's two trolling motors for?
And there, what is that double thing sticking out?
That's his transducer, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
No. I think he has a transducer on the front of his boat that runs his front Hummingbird, and he's got a transducer.
No. There's two big things in the front of the boat.
Yeah.
No, I think Don's right. It does look like a transducer because it's a little bit higher than the other.
Okay, let me see that again, then.
See, it's called the built-in mega down imaging is like that because the transducer is built right into the trolling motor.
Yeah.
All
right. The article right there. You know, they were making them where they would just attach onto your...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The motor of your trolling motor, but I guess they're changing them now, it looks like, there to get to get you more a radius to, you know, down scan, side scan, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And plus, you'll knock, you know, a lot of guys have knocked the transducer off of their trolling motor. Mm-hmm. They used to put it on the bottom of the motor itself.
Yeah.
You know, and so you hit something on the bottom down there and you knock your transducer off. And then they worked on putting it on top of it, and then they worked on putting it, excuse me, up on the shaft. Well,
I don't like it.
I guess they had issues with that. Trust me, I.
Wow.
Not yet, I don't know.
I don't either. I really don't. It's, you know, when me and you and Joe, we were out fishing, and Joe caught the redfish, and I told him to bring it in. And nowadays, you got two power poles in the back. You got a
trolling motor
at the front holding your position.
2 feet deep.
You're right. And then you're trying to work a fish around them.
I mean, what? The only time I have a trolling motor down is if we're spot locked, you know, we're trolling down a bank. And
we had it down when me and you and Joe were out when he caught the red. The trolling motor's down the front, the two power poles were down the back.
That was the only motor we had that day.
Well, no, in that case, I may not have pulled it up. But normally if I get on the spot where I know where I'm fishing at, then I will put my power poles down and then I'll pull it up.
No, he's right. We were having problems, remember?
Yeah, I remember the day, but I remember when we caught the fish. We were trolling down that bank, remember?
Right,
and then, by the bridge.
And normally if we get to a spot where I know we're going to stay and fish for any length of time, I'll always pull the trolling motor up after I put my power poles down. That way you don't run into it or somebody's line, but the power poles were down back there in the back.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's used to be the only thing you had to worry about was, like you're saying, the trolling motor being down up front. Like when me and John Eggers fish tournaments, it was...
Got to worry about other things now. Now around them.
Right.
Those fish run up under the boat.
But we never had problems with the fish under the boat too much as just trying to get him out of the hole like Joe was getting him out back there in that little hole back there. And then bringing him around. And we always brought him around to try to get him outside the boat into the deeper water. That's where we wanted him at, because then we could fight him and bring him in cleanly without hitting tree limbs and crap. And then, of course,
had one yesterday. I mean, just serves the world. Guy caught a pretty nice redfish yesterday, and he fishes. He knows what he's doing, but it ran him. You know, you kind of at their mercy when you're in real shallow water, because they run lateral as opposed to down. You know,
correct.
That's the problem you get into. But come right at the boat, and sure enough, he ran under the boat, out of the trolling motor, from the trolling motor. He had his rod down. Well, I went to stow the trolling motor. When he did, he got the rod caught in between the bow of the boat and trolling motor.
Ooh.
I told him to, you know, hit the button, you know, put the bell open to let him go.
Let him go.
We got the trolling motor up, got line off trolling motor, rod out, cranked him in, put him in the boat.
Oh, yeah, that
happens the first time to me. I panicked, but now it's happened like 3 times, and so you get kind of
used to it.
Used to it, yeah.
Yeah, when you're fishing partners in a tournament back in the day, you know, the trolling motor was the only thing, and then every now and then, very rarely did we ever have the fish go around the trolling motor. Usually the fish would see the boat and then the trolling motor close to the boat and go around it.
Well, it's happened with guys that are a little more inexperienced, so to speak. Like you're talking about, most of us who fish, you can keep the fish led.
Red, yeah.
If you need to put the screws to him, you can, and keep him turned and whatnot.
Yeah, get up here.
Right. Some guys, you know, they just don't.
When that stakeout pole you've got at the shop, that's pretty tall. I mean, those are four kayaks?
No, those are actually for boats.
Yeah, because that's what's that, like, what should you say, 20 foot? 15 foot?
15 foot. But the trouble with the stakeout poles, which they're great if there's not a whole bunch of wind.
Right, right.
Okay, or you're not in the area of the intercoastal where the current is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because it will flip your boat around.
If you're up in the creeks, you know. Yeah.
If you're up in the creeks, it's great, okay? But the power pole is... I've come to the conclusion it's the only answer, not the power pole, but either one of the two.
Stakeout pole. Yeah.
Poles.
Shallow water anchor. How about that?
Shallow water anchors. They're really beneficial.
They are.
I'm not sure if you need two or not, and one being a stakeout pole maybe, and so you spend $50 to $100 instead of $1,000 on the second one. But you need
now
that
how
one.
Would you just... more or less connect some kind of a holder in the bow or the stern of the boat?
Yeah, they have
put
a holder.
The stakeout pole just right through
it? The holder comes right with it.
Yeah, they make a, what's it called, an anchor pole or something, and it's got like a black, they're black, and one of them
like is a actually, bracket.
Yeah,
bracket.
Yeah, it has a bracket.
It's made, you screw it in front of your bow, okay. And then another bracket, it kind of,
we got
you put it down and you pull it up, what you do.
They're on the wall on the opposite the hooks.
But it,
the brackets are.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All yeah. right. But anyway, that's interesting that, again, now that we have a lot of different things that you got to learn how to maneuver around, and I imagine the captains, because all the captains now have the power poles, 90% of them have two. I would say just about almost 100% have two. Mm-hmm. And so they got to do that, and then they got, a lot of times they have neophytes definitely on the boat, catching some nice reds that they put them on. And, man, those reds can take off. Most of the time they go parallel to the boat, but every now and then when you start turning their heads, you don't know where they're going to go.
Yeah, they run lateral from you, know, parallel and stuff. Yeah. And, I mean, you know, as far as the power poles go, I mean, I love them. When I'm fishing in a tournament, like what Jeff knows, you know, we'll be trolling, and as soon as, like, he or I hook up, I automatically hit my power pole buttons. Because mm-hmm. It stops us right there, and it allows him to, or myself, when the boat stops, then you have, you know, allows you to put more tension on the fish, allows you to crank him, turn him wherever you want him to turn at.
And you don't have to worry about the boat moving.
You don't have to worry about the boat moving, running you up into something, or, you know, you may be, you know, there may be more fish in front of you, in other words, yep. also.
And so there's, don't want to spook.
Spook, right. So there's a lot of advantages to it. I would not have them, I'll tell you that much. I mean, it's made life so much simpler. I mean, this technology in general, like you're talking about the sonars we have now and the trolling motors with yeah. the anchor locks and that sort of stuff, and then the power poles. A lot of people get on my boat still, and they're just amazed. They're like, what are those things back there? I said, well, they're the anchor. Oh, you don't throw an anchor anymore? I'm like, no, ma'am, no, sir, you know. And they
Almost
just think
I
it's
have like, to.
Yeah, I'm like.
How much pulls is it on your battery? I mean, is it?
They're on their own separate batteries.
Okay.
I have two. They run off two batteries. What they run off, 24 volts.
Okay.
They run off each power poles has.
And don't you have a charger on board? Yeah, I've got that also.
Yeah, I've got two onboard chargers, actually.
Yeah, I got a nice onboard charger to put on my a new boat coming. And it's not a new boat. It's an old boat redone.
It's a new boat to
old
you.
Boat new to you.
You're new to me.
Yeah, what I have, I've got an actual onboard charger that I can just plug in when I get home. And then I also have another charger that's when I'm running the boat. Yeah. It's actually charging them when I'm running the boat, too.
But that's how that's how your starting battery is kept alive or mm-hmm. kept charged. It's while the motor's running, it's mm-hmm. recharging the battery.
Yeah.
And so when you put it on...
It's called a stealth charger, what I have.
Uh-huh. When you put it on board, it does the same thing, basically. Mm-hmm. And that... Yeah, Terry won a nice one in a tournament. Yeah,
beautiful. She just turned into a lady angler, hadn't she?
Who winded up winning that one in the Flounder Pounder?
I didn't win the power pole. I don't know.
That Dave put up.
Don't know.
Hey, I don't know. I put $120 in it.
I'm going to ask you guys something. Did y'all go to the raffle by any chance?
No.
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. Did you have to be present to win the raffle?
No. Yeah. Like, no.
No?
No. They because? Said that's because we had to put our names on the raffle tickets. And our telephone number.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't think about it because I actually raffled on the life vest and stuff. And then also...
I put two.
You have your name and phone number on?
So, in other words, when they called it out and no one answered, they didn't keep going.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah. Well,
I was told you didn't have to be there.
I didn't know if you had to be in person. That's what I'm asking.
But why would you put your name and your telephone number on it if you had to be there to win?
I don't know the question. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, they asked for all kinds
we
of
We might be getting an answer here shortly. Yeah, I just saw the lights flashing.
Yeah, but they also asked for the your address and stuff on a little tiny card, too. I didn't put my address on there or anything.
I put my telephone number.
I mean, so did I, but I'm just saying.
The young lady, that's what she told me.
Oh, I didn't really
I was it. Following instructions of the pretty young lady. Okay, who's ever on the phone? We'll be right back. Hang tight. And we'll be back
this is the Gone
real quick.
Fishing Radio Show.
904-296-2692. 296-2692. Listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM, located in Jacksonville, Florida. Website is gonefishingshow.com. There is no G in the word fishing. They're fishing. Is it fishing or fishing?
Fishing.
All right, we're fishing. Gone fishing. Yeah.
No G in fishing.
Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. The world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac comes to the Florida Theater for the first time. Endorsed by Mick Fleetwood, these world-class musicians will perform the legendary Rumors album in its entirety and much, much more. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac, November 1st at the Florida Theater. Tickets are on sale now at the box office or online at floridatheater.com.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, EE, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. The best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, guys, we're back.
All right.
Don't answer your phone.
Don't answer your phone.
Isn't it crazy?
See, the IRS is going to come get you.
Yep.
Yeah.
First off, the IRS does not call you. They will send you a letter, and if you don't respond to their letter, then they're just going to come get you.
They'll make
they're
way in touch with
call you.
Yeah, and tell them that you owe them $600, and that you need to go down and get this one particular type of
green dot card,
some kind of card, yeah, and pay them $600.
They will knock on your door first, though. Hey, they are polite.
The person that called, did he know the answer about the raffle?
Okay.
He's going to call back. Okay, good.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, ding,
all
ding,
right, John,
ding.
Give us a call back,
he's
buddy.
He's calling back.
Oh, he's calling back.
Well, hey, what else were they raffling off? Because I raffled on two things, and I can't remember what the other one was. It was the Life Vest or something else.
But they had some one. They had some beautiful I'm artwork sure. there.
Yeah, they did.
Some very nice artwork.
That hand-carved flounder.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Hey, sweet. Here's Gary on the phone.
Hey, Gary, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, Rick. I got to ask you off question. Let me turn my radio down.
We can hear that radio.
it's like you're in the valley.
Hey, what do you think about this damn red tide that's coming up the coast?
I heard it was pretty bad.
I know. What's going to do what up here? It's going to wipe out from surf fishing.
I don't think it'll make it up this far.
It did.
Yeah, but not in the...
It was in the surf. I mean, me and Joe went fishing on the pier. And I mean, our eyes were watering. It was not a pleasant situation at all. So it has made it up here. It's very rare. I would say very rare that it makes it up here.
Hey, Gary, where is it at right now? Do you know?
Volusia County.
Volusia County.
Daytona.
Wow.
That's pretty close. And damn.
Yeah, really? Somebody was out. I read that they were out there on the beach for their wedding, and their eyes were just pouring.
So is it right on the coast now, or is it still off the coast?
It's right on the coast.
Right on the coast, huh? Mm-hmm. Remember we had it here, like, what, 10, 15 years ago? Remember?
It wasn't that long ago.
It was about 10 years ago.
Hopefully, if we get this west wind, it'll blow it away.
Correct.
Well, we've been having, what, north-northwest winds here lately.
Last three
has been east-northeast and northeast.
Well, tomorrow is supposed to be the cold front. Cold front always means west winds.
Yeah.
That's the coldest temperature we get here in North Florida. It's on the west wind.
But I want
to
say here.
That's supposed to be blowing tomorrow.
It's
the west wind.
Here, was it about 10 years ago? Because I remember going down there, and there was dead fish on the beach. Remember the mayor closed down the beaches, and they were talking about all the tourism here, how it was going to get ran off. Remember that? It was bad here for, I think Delaney was mayor then, I want to say.
I don't remember who was mayor, but I don't know how long it was. Joe, you remember?
Well, hopefully it don't get here. That's the main thing. I didn't know if you knew about it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've read about it, but... It's been very rare. Matter of fact, I can only remember one red tide here in North Florida.
Me too.
And I've lived here all my life like you have.
Yep.
And that's the only one I remember.
You remember the one talking about there because it was really bad. They closed down our beaches.
Well, the beaches weren't closed because we went down and went fishing. And beaches were never closed. But it was, you were not down there at your own peril. That's for damn sure. Darn sure.
Well, now I'm getting here. Water samples are negative for red tide in Volusia. That was a day ago. That was I can't figure out where it came from, but it wasn't large. Yeah, Volusia County tests for red tide at three locations. Samples negative for red tide in Volusia. So I don't know. I'd have to research that some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that. Gary, what Gary's saying is what I also read was maybe it was right there at Volusia County or whatever, but it was close to it.
Right.
Yeah. New Smyrna.
What's new with Smyrna? That would be really close.
Yeah. With Florida red tide now a major concern in Brevard County, neighboring Volusia County is taking precautions.
Okay. So it must be at New Smyrna Beach and working its way toward. Smyrna Beach and Daytona are no more than an hour away.
Gary, do you fish, Gary?
Oh, he catches a ton. Now, here's a guy who used to be a good bass fisherman. Gary was.
He's a surfcast guy, I guess, or a surfer.
He was a bass fisherman.
I understand that, but I mean.
No, I'm a freshwater guy, and freshwater. I do a little bit of salt water.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
He used to keep a pool in his backyard full of bass.
Yeah, that's cool.
Don't let the DNR hear that. I'll be in trouble.
Yeah.
What's that?
He said, "Don't let
DNR.
It should be DNR.
Natural resources.
Well, you don't still have that, do you?
No, the wall broke one morning at 3:30 in the morning, and I had a foot and a half of water in my backyard.
He will not confirm nor deny that.
I
was just curious about the red tide and stuff like this. Judging by what I've seen and stuff like this, now I'm not up to date with everything, but it was up to Volusia. They said." Per se.
Okay, let me stop you real quick. Testing for red tide along the Volusia County coastline has been completed. FWC officials said the testing found an extremely low concentration of red tide, which is officially classified as not present.
Okay, that's good.
It's there, but it's not.
Because the levels are so low, no health impacts are anticipated. If the levels of red tide increase, there could be possible respiratory irritation.
Right. Well, that when we had it 10 years ago, it was like you go outside and stuff like this, and the wind's blowing off the ocean it like it normally eyes. Does.
Yeah, I remember that.
And stuff like this, and you could smell it.
Yeah.
Well, they had a juvenile dolphin in New Smyrna. They took it to SeaWorld for a necropsy.
Whatever.
Whatever that is.
It's an autopsy, basically.
Yeah, okay.
Animal.
Necropsy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they've reached parts of Brevard County by Friday. A stretch of beach at Laurie Wilson Park in Cocoa was littered with dead fish.
Now, when the water temperatures drop, will the red tide still thrive?
Evidently so. On the West Coast, it does.
Or does it? The cooler water kill it off.
See, I thought the warmer water was what kind of generated it, you know.
Yeah.
But it goes back to what your website had, Don, is the warm water, excuse me, guys, warm water is basically the algae bloom that's being, or the bloom from the sugar.
Right.
And that's what the warm water, that's what thrives in the warm water. Gotcha. It's the sugar bloom, whatever that is. You know,
that's the algae, the blue green algae bloom. Yeah.
Right. So that's what.
Which
warm
is
water.
Different from the red tide.
Correct. Yeah, two different things.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, the bloom, when it gets into the red tide, feeds the red tide.
Right.
But it's two different things completely.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, one of the places that the bloom is being fed into is close, well, it's Titusville, which is close to Cocoa Beach.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So. Yes, the red tide down at Cocoa Beach killing fish adds, you know, makes sense. But we just, boy, I tell you what, the Blue Angels are, we're inside their path.
Yeah, we saw them out there yesterday.
Well, hopefully, Jason. The damn red tide, excuse my French, doesn't get here.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
We'll keep an eye on Don. Thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Yes, all right, buddy.
I'll be good. Have a good
night. All right, man.
Okay.
Be safe out there.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the name of the blue green algae. There's a certain name of it, and I just cannot remember to save my life.
Well, you're making me feel better. No, you're not making me feel so old. Thank you. Okay. We got another caller on line two. Are you hooked up, ready to go? Come on in. Who we got?
Hi there. How are you today? My name is John Peters. Hey! You guys ring, and somebody told me that I actually had a compliment coming my way.
Oh, see, I told you he was listening.
How about that?
John? John, like I told Joe. It took 8 years for you to be worth a darn.
Hey, that ain't bad. Hey, I was just thinking. I said, you know, we're professional, but only when we have to be.
Hey, isn't it amazing how when he talks normal, he sounds
totally
normal, and then he sounds totally different when he does. When he
got the radio voice.
When he goes the problem, that's
right. Good on that radio voice.
Yeah,
hey, well, how's the show going, man? You're coming in pretty clean
you
out
tell
here
us.
Today in Clay County.
Blue Angels just flew over the top of us. Yeah. I think it clipped Rick's hat.
I tell you what, the building's shaking.
Yeah, they're over there.
Well, you know, I was glad to get that spot on for them guys. It was good talking to us folks. You know, everybody needs to have a good welder around the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody, you know.
Yeah, I think they're going to do real well.
As you guys know, anybody can pretty much stick weld some steel, but these guys do the good stuff. That's the alloys and the stainless steel. That's a tough stuff. Welding art.
Yeah.
They powder coat stuff over there too?
I think they do powder coat stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure do.
Well, that's good stuff. Hey, we always love these new clients. And, hey, if you clients are listening out there, see, we kiss up to y'all like this all the time.
That's right.
Well, yeah. Just stop calling me in the middle of the night and stuff, okay?
All right. So we all have
hey, John, so what's it take to get, like, a voice of yours? Is that, like, a bottle of Jack a day and, like, three packs of cigarettes? Or what's it take, like, to have that raspy radio
wait a minute.
Voice?
John, let me answer that for you, buddy. You got to go back to the 60s with me and John.
My bad. Never mind.
Okay.
I'm talking about out there then.
Back to the 60s.
We had special treatment programs back in the day.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, thanks again, John. Good job, bud.
All right. Y'all have a good one. And always remember, Columbia School of Broadcasting, because you never know until you try. Later, guys.
All right, buddy. 296-2692. We got one more segment. Y'all stand by. Be right back. We'll be right back.
you have a boat, then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. To save $50 off a one-year Towboat U.S. membership, call 904-249-4422 and mention Gone Fishing. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at FloridaFabWorks.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, guys, right. I'll tell you what, we got a big weekend coming up here in Jacksonville, Florida. And
We got the air show going on.
It's going above us, yeah.
If you can't see it, you can tune us in and hear it. And if the building starts falling, we will
quick predictions, guys. Who's going to win the game this weekend? I'm just curious.
Gators, man. Gators.
Yeah, go Gators.
What do you think, James? Gators? What do you think there, Rick? Rick.
I'm predicting a score of 27-24.
So you really believe in your heart that the Gators are going to win?
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Rick?
Don has to go with Georgia.
Oh, yeah. I'd be on the couch if I didn't. Yeah. I'd be on the doghouse if I didn't.
Don't be scared.
Oh, he's terrified.
Yeah. Buddy, I know where my bread's buttered, man.
Florida does win it. Florida will be the top of the conference, but then Kentucky's got to lose one. So.
Sometimes you got to be.
And Kentucky ain't played Bama yet, so that's their loss right there.
Florida beat LSU, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then LSU beat Georgia.
Right.
But Florida got beat by who?
Kentucky.
The only team they got beat by?
Yeah. Yeah. SEC team.
SEC, yeah. It was a conference game.
Some high school team beat them earlier.
Yeah.
Florida did?
Yeah, they lost to a high school team.
No, it was the only game. That was the
Fletcher?
Only...
Fletcher beat them?
Fletcher's doing pretty good this year.
Actually.
Yeah,
they are. Yeah.
I'm predicting a Georgia win. I'm pulling for Florida. I just don't think Florida's offense can keep up with Georgia's offense.
I don't either, truthfully.
I think both of them have great defenses. And
if Georgia defense shows up, it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah.
Florida,
this could be a tough game.
Florida's defense has got to be on the game.
Let me tell you what. I never dreamed. I got to give them credit. I never dreamed Florida would have the year they're having this year. The coach has done a great job with them. He did a great job at Ole Miss. And was it Ole Miss or Mississippi State? He was at Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, yeah.
And he's done a great job with Florida this year. But the quarterback situation in Florida, in my humble opinion, he's just not that great. Kind of reminds me of a Jaguar.
He has his moments.
I think the worst thing that could happen for Florida was Georgia getting hammered by
LSU
like they did. Yeah.
If
they wouldn't have got hammered by LSU like that, I think Florida may stand a chance. But you can.
Well, still, now don't get me wrong, Georgia. I don't think Georgia's going to run over them like I thought they would at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When the year first started, I thought, you know, the Georgia Florida game was going to be a joke.
Yeah.
And I actually thought the Florida FSU game was going to be the toilet bowl.
No.
And
it's still probably going to be.
Well, what I'm curious about is someone has got to beat Bama. And the only one I could think of was probably maybe Kansas City Chiefs or something.
Well, I was getting ready to tell you, if you can listen and understand this, Joe, and it's going to be hard.
Yes.
Okay. But Georgia is the best professional team in college football.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
They are.
Okay. Well, you have to agree.
Yeah, he has to. He has to go home and eat.
Exactly.
Do you understand the statement?
No, I don't. I'm just going to pretend that one went right over top of my head, but explain.
They've got quality ball players on the professional level playing in college football right now.
Yeah. Well, so is Alabama, though. I mean, they, in other words, they all have D1 players.
Did I say Georgia?
Yeah, you said yes. That confused me.
I meant Alabama.
I understand. Yes, I totally agree. And you know why they're doing it is because when they get up 3 or 4 touchdowns, they put that second team in, and they work them hard, and then by the next year, they've got a full brand-new team sitting there right ready to go.
Plus, they got their first string healthy and going.
Yep. So
okay, you know. Speaking of the first team, if you're going fishing this weekend, what are you going to be doing? Let's go, Cap.
What is the weather going to be like this weekend? Has anybody looked?
West, windy on Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow's supposed to be pretty nice. Yeah.
But wind.
Breezy, yeah.
Breezy.
Yeah, sunny out, though.
And then Sunday is supposed to be a nice day. Completely
well,
nice
I'll tell
day.
You this. The tide has been running really high, so all you guys want to get out and fish the flood tides, that opportunity has been there, definitely. We've just been fishing the creeks and ICW banks here recently, catching a lot of redfish.
ICW banks has been a low
tide tomorrow morning. Mayport at 5:30 and a high at 11, so you figure
6:30 at Beach
Boulevard. Yeah, 6:30. Low, so yeah, you're gonna have incoming tide all morning.
Yeah, and that'll be. And I'll let you know what you guys think, because just my opinion, it's always tough when you have that low tide at 5:30, 4:45. Yeah. It just seems like to me
sort of gets you in the middle of the tide.
Well, it just seems
I
like
love
me,
it.
Well, no, but it just seems like me when you hit the water at say 7.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like to me a lot of those fish want to. Just they're lethargic. They want to die. They're either digesting or they're sunning from eating, you know, all night long when that first of the outgoing tide.
And you got a full moon.
And so there's
the difference. Now we're fighting the full moon.
There's a lot of light out all night long.
That's my point. So they're nocturnally. So that whole next tide that you fish, I mean, it was this way 2 weeks ago, and it just seemed like that incoming tide, the very next tide, it was just. It's pretty tough. Me and Jeff even fished it one day. It was super tough. But once the tide started falling again, they fired right back up. Time to eat.
Well, high tide, you say 11 o'clock at the jetties, and then probably around 1 o'clock up, all the way up into Ortega.
Dames Point tomorrow is going to be high tide at 1:24.
To me, tomorrow, if I was going to fish personally, I'd be fishing. I wouldn't even leave until
11 o'clock
or 12 o'clock, and I'd be ready to fish that all that
outgoing tide.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
See, I'm just the opposite. I'm going to be in the morning with that incoming tide.
I like how you do, seriously. I mean, I'm just curious how you truthfully fare, because it's been, to me, the incoming tide after this first falling tide on this high water, high moon, you know, it's been fairly tough, truthfully.
Plus, you get to sleep in.
Well, I don't mind that. I get it every day anyways.
I get to take a nap. I get a nap.
When you're
70 years old, nobody harasses you too much about the nap.
I need a nap. Okay.
But when
James Brown's calling me about the paper, he'll call me at noon, and his message will be, when you get up,
I will tell you one thing, though, that with the high tide, you know, Mill Cove has been pretty darn good on the high tide. And, you know, we're up in there with throwing spinner baits. Inline spinner baits up and around the grass, and caught a lot of fish, a lot of numbers. Haven't caught, you know, really, but not any big fish, you know. But I mean, we've caught, you know, some decent slot size reds, but we've caught a lot of really good trout, you know, that 17, 18, 19 inch trout in there.
All right. Terry was fishing the tide that you like 2-3 days ago. I forgot. Anyway, rat reds was all it was. Rat red, rat red, rat red.
Oh,
we went in there.
Rat reds.
Rat reds. But the morning. tide that I liked basically was producing the bigger roots.
The incoming tide was. Mm-hmm. The low incoming.
But see, when I surf fish, I love the last of the incoming and all the outgoing.
Sure, last while. Well, I mean, I will tell you this, from fishing 4 days in a row now, during the first part of the day when the wind has been gusting, the bite has been awful. I firmly believe that the wind spooks the fish. And just by fishing this week, the minute that this whole week when the wind kind of died down a little bit, I'm talking, and we got to 5 to 8 or 5 to 10 as opposed to 20 to 25.
Right.
Man, we lit them up every day on clockwork. When the wind started letting up some, like a switch turned on, and we absolutely blistered them 3 days, you know, 2 days in a row. And then yesterday we did a really good, I mean, also when the wind calmed down. But finger mullet.
Wow, that was good. News.
Well, you got to remember, we talked football the first half of this segment.
Yeah.
It's been a quick show, though, hadn't it? My Lord, it's been fast.
I'll tell you what, guys. The show has been going on pretty good, and I sure appreciate y'all coming in and being part of the team. And
thank you very much.
We're trying to get a hold of Mr. Shimano and see if we can get him in here, guys, in the next couple of weeks.
We'll get him. I'll send a message out to him, so we'll wait here.
I can text Brian.
Guys, please be careful this weekend out there. PFDs always. Enjoy the weather. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah, be careful.
And we will see everybody next week on a Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Gone.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.